trials and tests, and your emotions take some hits, you are not disqualified from victory because you ever get down. God is a God who draws near to the brokenhearted, as we learned last week. I want you to turn with me to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and I've quoted this so much that it shouldn't be any kind of new thing to you, but don't think it's just old stuff that we've covered in the sense that you won't learn something here today. I believe that you will learn something here today. Praise God. And I want to read you this scripture, and then I want to read you a true story from the animal kingdom. There was a situation happened at work, and there's a term going around about somebody's going to have a cow. Every time that something terrible happens, there's this one person that kind of goes ballistic, and we always refer to that person as having a cow. Don't have a cow, man. Something terrible did go wrong, and I knew when this person come back and saw what had happened, they were literally going to go ballistic. So I told my foreman, I said, you better call the animal planet and tell them to get cameras down here as soon as they can. And he said, well, why is that? I said, because, and I won't call any names because they may hear the tape, because so-and-so is going to have a cow. They see what has happened down here. And he headed for the phone. I hope he didn't call him. But anyway, God is good. Hallelujah. And he's good all of the time. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Listen to this. This is the easier said than done. It's going to take a commitment to a life of faith, a commitment to a life of trust, in order to do what this scripture is commanding us and telling us very clearly to do. Can you say amen? It's the easiest thing to not agreement to, because we know it's the truth. We should do this. Amen. How many know we should all trust the Lord? Everybody in the room. Amen. How many know when fear grips your heart, we're not trusting as consistently as we should? How many know fear and faith cannot reside together? One of them is going to have to move out. They won't live together. Fear walks in, faith walks out. Amen? Faith walks in, fear is kicked out. Amen? I love the little tongue-in-cheek but very true saying that said, fear knocked on the door, I sent faith to answer it. And faith said, there's nobody here. Amen? Faith does not see fear like we see fear. And when we see fearful things through the eye of faith, it doesn't take away our concerns. There are things we should be legitimately concerned about. What it does, it takes away that crippling effect of that. The word worry in all of the ancient languages and terminologies. One of the ancient languages, the word for worry was something that literally tears a person in two, pulls you in two directions, just pulls you apart. In another, it is to strangle, literally like a wolf would grab a sheep by the throat to have a quick kill and then leisurely devour his kill. But the first thing he would go for was the throat for the quick kill. Fear literally goes for the throat, amen, to try to kill any hope, any joy, any anticipation of good, to fill with anxiety. Amen. That's why God keeps telling us over and over in the scripture to fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And in the context of telling us to fear not, it's in the context of a fallen world that there's going to be much pressure and trouble and problems in. In this world you shall have tribulation, but fear not, but be of good cheer. Same thing. Cheer up. Everybody say cheer up.
Cheer up.
Don't you just hate it when you're going through something and everybody else has got the victory and they're looking at you and all they want you to do is just smile and get happy with them, and they're not walking in your shoes and they're not feeling what you're feeling and experiencing what you're experiencing? So Jesus is not saying that without concern for what we feel and what we go through. What he's saying is there is an answer. There is hope. Amen. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a freight train. Can you say amen? It's real freedom. You can limit God. You can limit God and what's going to happen in this little service right here, right now. You can limit God. Your thoughts can be on your trouble or your children's trouble or your finances or your physical health or the possibility of death. Hey, join the club. Amen. David said when it came time to die, go the way of all living. Did you realize that everybody's alive right now is going to be dead 100 years from now? But you're not going to be dead like other people are dead. Because you're not going to be in the ground, and you're not going to be in the nether world somewhere. And you're not going to be, amen, just nothingness. Absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. You can trust God with that day when it comes. Amen. I don't want to go right now unless the Lord calls me. If he calls me, I'll be glad to go right now. But I don't want the devil to take me out before my time. But I don't want to worry myself to death. Stress is a killer. Say it with me. Stress is a killer. And that's not just coming from the Bible or from a preacher. That's coming from all the medical journals. You know what lowers your immune system and makes you vulnerable to many of the diseases that are in this world? Is stress. It lowers the immune system. God is so designed you that he's designed you to be healed. You cut yourself, what happened? I cut myself. It bled terribly. I put a Band-Aid on it. It coagulated. It stopped. To be plain about it, it scabbed over. Amen. Always tell people on Friday if I'm off for the weekend, amen, I'm going to heal up and scab over and be back Monday. Well, we got people that, you know, understand what I'm talking about where I work. Amen. But it heals, doesn't it? You break a bone, guess what happens? Put it in a cast, it's going to knit itself back. God has built it into us. I mean, God is a great and glorious God. Amen. And they tell me not actually medical journals, but people who have read medical journals have quoted them as saying that when it knits back, it's stronger in the place where it's broken than it was before it was broken. That's an incredible thing. It actually knits stronger. Amen. God has built it into us. Amen. God is absolutely committed to your well-being and health. Death wouldn't be here if it wasn't for sin operating in our lives. But because death is here and it's the last enemy, God doesn't want our whole life to be represented as something that's lived in fear. I don't want to live my life in the prison of fear. Everybody say the prison of fear. It'll limit God. They became afraid. They said the people in the land are greater than we are. There's just walled cities, walled up to heaven. Can you say amen? Now the promised land is not you getting to heaven. It's living in all the blessings and benefits of the kingdom. The promised land Canaan land is not representative of heaven. You don't have to take it. When you die, you get it. You don't have to fight any enemies to get it. You don't have to fight any enemies to keep it. Thank God when you do get to heaven, you can take up your robe and crown and lay your armor down. Can you say amen? How many know you're not going to need the helmet of salvation or the sword of the Spirit or the shield of faith? Amen. Because all of that is going to be realized when we get home. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we're talking about Egypt and we're talking about Egypt's bondage and we're talking about getting out of Egypt and into Canaan, we're talking about getting out of the domain of Satan and into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We're talking about kingdom freedom and kingdom peace and kingdom love and kingdom power. Hallelujah. And kingdom faith, where you can rest in the full assurance that God is in control. So here's the scripture that all of you know. And probably when you hear it, you're probably going to say, well, I know that. It's not about what you know in your head. I want to encourage you this morning to practice it in your life to the degree that you can be free. Amen. Get the worry lines to go into smile line. Someone said it takes 144 muscles to frown. Can you imagine what your face has to go through in order to look like some people look most of the time? And you say, amen. Someone said, if you're happy, notify your face. Amen. Well, let me tell you something about the book of Proverbs. It says, the eyes of him who is joyful, that means your countenance, rejoices the heart of others. Yeah. Joyful people are infectious. They cause other people to smile. Praise God. Every time I'm leaving work, I'm so happy. Amen. and I'm walking out, and of course I'm over 60 and I'm doing labor work, and I have people working beside me that I trained years ago that are 27, 28 years old, and I don't think I can make it. I'm feeling pretty good until I get home, and then I don't think I can make it. I got just enough energy to get in the door, and I got two dogs ready to go walking that meet me at the door. They're ready to go. They've been sleeping all day building up energy for that walk. I've been working all day using my energy up. And here's this 87-pound dog and this little puppy dog, and they're both, Daddy's home. Listen, and last night they were standing at the door and their tails were wagging, and they've been together for a while now, and their tails were wagging in unison, just wag, 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 wag. I wish I'd had a video camera of that wagging. Only tail wasn't wagging was mine, it was dragging. They'd go off like that and I'm going on behind them, you know. But a guy came up to me and he said, and he's about 2 years younger than me. He's just a kid, you know, 59, 60 years old. And he said, "You're an inspiration. Every time he comes in and looks for me, it's like," he says, "I can't hardly make it. But when I see you make it and you're older than me, you're an inspiration." Well, I don't want to lose the joy of the Lord on my job. I'll tell you why. Because people are looking. I don't want to lose the peace of God on my job, in my public life. Amen. Not my private, my public life. Hallelujah. I told you the story of just whistling one day. I wasn't even aware that I was whistling. I don't even know if it was Amazing Grace I was whistling. I know it wasn't some rock song, but I was just whistling a happy tune. You ever sing a happy tune? Just something? I was just whistling a happy tune. And somebody on the other side of the locker said, "Who is that over there so happy?" Because Monday morning, you're not supposed to be happy. Supposed to be hung over and drug out, and I owe, it's off to work I go. And so someone said, "Who is that over there? They're whistling." And then someone else answered. Neither one of them could see me, and I hadn't said anything. It's a whole row of blockers on one side, and there's a row in the middle, and then there's another aisle for 170-something people, you know. And this guy on the other side said, "That must be the Rev over there." And I'm just waiting to hear what else they say. And then he said, "He's got that deep, settled peace within." And I was so glad to go to work with that deep, settled peace within. So people see it in my face. They see it in my demeanor. Why? Because I represent the kingdom of a great and glorious God. It doesn't mean that I am trouble-free. It doesn't mean that fearful things don't come and try to strangle my faith and take my joy. It means that I have to pray. Amen. MC Hammer wrote a song that said, "You gotta pray, you gotta pray, you gotta pray just to make it today." Can you say, man? You gotta pray. Can you say, man? You do have to pray, and you don't just pray those desperate prayers. You pray those prayers of committing things to God and people to God and circumstances to God. In all things with prayer and supplication. Supplication simply means direct request. Tell him exactly what is concerning you. Be specific and forthright. Come boldly before the throne of grace that you might obtain grace and mercy to help in the time of any need. Can you say amen? We are not like others who have no hope because we're not like others who have no help. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. In all things with prayer and definite requests, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, there's where your praise comes in. Hallelujah, while you're praying. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, including yours, will keep. A keep is what a fortress was called in ancient times. It's called a keep because it kept them from an enemy without. They said, "This is a keep. We get behind these walls. That enemy can't hurt us. We can sleep in peace tonight. We got great walls around us and great gates and sentries on the walls." I want you to know that the peace of God becomes a great fortress against fear. Everybody say a fortress against fear. You become fortified against fear. And we're living in the last day when men's hearts would fail them for fear and for looking at the things which are coming. These are not unfounded fears. These are legitimate concerns. And what keeps you from that, that everybody else is being caught up in the spirit of the age? What keeps you and I from that? Amen. We have a God who said, "Lo, I'm with you always. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Fear not, little flock." In the middle of these conditions of the end times, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you what? The kingdom. And the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but what is it? It's righteousness, peace that passes understanding, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Not joy in the immediate circumstance of life, but joy in the fact that God is with you and the Holy Ghost will manifest Christ to you. Hallelujah. Wow. If you don't ever, and let me tell you something else about all of our fretting. The Bible said the cares of this life, the things that we're worried about, other things entering in, the deceitfulness of riches, promising something it cannot fulfill. Can you say amen? And you're using your energy to go after that instead of the things of the kingdom of God, the righteousness, the peace, the joy. How many know? No, I've never met a rich person yet that didn't have kingdom peace and kingdom joy along with it, that was happy in their riches. Amen. They go to Tahiti and drink themselves into a stupor because they can't enjoy life without being numbed to all that's bugging them. They live in huge houses, amen, but it don't mean a thing. How many know it don't mean it? Without peace, it means nothing. And without joy in the Holy Ghost, you can drive an Escalade. It don't mean a thing. Can you say amen? Won't keep your marriage together. We found that out because there's people lived in those houses and drove those cars whose marriage broke up as Christians. Holy Ghost didn't matter. The Word of God didn't matter. Nothing else. Are you criticizing? No, I'm pointing out the fact that without kingdom peace and kingdom joy and the fulfillment that only Christ can bring, you can't get enough stuff. You can't be famous enough. Can you say amen? Your wife can't be pretty enough. Your husband can't be handsome enough. Can you say amen? You could bury Daddy Warbucks and still be sad. Amen. But you can have something meager. I've met people in Haiti with the meagerest of essentials to life that had joy in the Holy Ghost and the peace of God reigning in their heart. And let me tell you something. If you don't have it, they're richer than you, and I don't care what you got in your pocketbook. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? If you don't have it, they're richer than you. He is happiest who has fewest wants. The Bible said to be content with such things as you have. For godliness with contentment is the true riches or great gain, which is true riches. The real wealth is when you've got Jesus and you're satisfied. And you got food and raiment. Your Father knows what you have need of. Take ye no thought for it. Amen. Take ye no thought. No thought. No thought. Amen. None. Zero. I mean, know what zero means. Zero. Take ye no thought. For who by taking thought, this is all about worry, can add one cubit to his stature? Who's going to change anything, one iota, by worrying about it? Pray about everything. Don't worry about anything. Say it again. Pray about everything. And don't worry about anything. Say it again. Pray about everything and all things with prayer and supplication. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Pray about everything. Don't worry about anything. Wow. Do we do that? No. And what happens to the Word of God when we're worried about our kids, our finances, our health, death, life, all of these other great issues? Instead of giving them to God, what happens to the Word? Cares of this life choke the Word and cause it that has the potential to bring faith, the fruit of the Spirit as a result of the seed being sown. You don't get fruit from, you know where fruit originates? Not from a tree. Fruit does not originate from a tree. No, that's it. It has to come from a seed, doesn't it? And the sower went forth to sow. And the seed was what? The Word of God. Everybody wanting to move on to the fruit of peace and joy and love, and they haven't even got the seed of the Word, amen, cultivated and cared for to where the enemy is not able through worry and fear to come and choke it out. Can you say amen? We've had enough seed sowed in us. How do you know? Because I know how long I preach. Can you say amen? You may think I'm oblivious. No, I know I spend a lot of time preaching the Word of God, teaching the Word of God. Can you say amen? We've had enough seed. Oh, you don't get a sermonette. Oh, no, I do not quote Keats. I do not quote some poet. Can you say amen? We don't even play Bach and Beethoven here. Can you say amen? Our music director's gone. I can talk that way for just a little while till he gets back and corrects me. Amen. We don't do that. We worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Yay! Praise God. God. We get our hearts prepared through worship to receive holy seed. But the only part, you've got to guard that seed that is in your heart. Can you say amen? But every moment we spend worrying is like going out and digging up that seed where the enemy can steal it. Other things entering in choke the word and cause it to become unfruitful. Faith is one of the things that falls and crumbles in our life when it becomes unfruitful, because we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that hearing, not having heard, but constantly hearing, long after I'm done preaching, amen, in your heart where that seed is sown, the Bible said the Holy Ghost is able to bring to your remembrance what Christ has said unto you. When fear comes and knocks on the door, send faith to answer it. How do you do that? He that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. When you feel overwhelmed, amen, get the word of God active in your mind and heart. It'll keep it from being strangled by fear. Can you say amen? Now that we've warmed up to the scripture, Proverbs 3:5 says, and 3:6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Now this is a true animal story. I think it's just incredible to me. The African impala, they named a Chevrolet after this very agile beast in Africa that lions even have trouble catching. He's a pretty fast dude. Amen. The African impala can jump a height, listen to this, of over 10 feet. Now that's quite a leap. Amen. And cover a distance of greater than 30 feet. That means when he jumps 10 feet high, he can go 30 feet before he hits the ground in one leap. Isn't that amazing? I mean, we can't do it at your house on a trampoline. I see them big people up on that trampoline. They're not jumping 10 foot high. And they're not going 30 feet if they fall off either. But these guys can jump 10 foot high and go 30 feet before they come down. They can do that big leap thing. Now, this is what's so incredible. That's incredible in itself. Yet these magnificent creatures can be kept in an enclosure in any zoo. Listen to this. Remember the story of the tiger? That they had about a 10 or a 12-foot wall? And these two guys, not too long ago, a few months ago, started antagonizing the tiger. And he got so mad, he decided, I'm coming out of here. And he did what they thought was impossible. He came over that wall. He's not supposed to be able to do that. But if that had been an impala, then they would have known. This wall will not keep him in if he wants out. Amen. If he knew what the tiger was actually, tiger didn't limit himself. Impalas do. The tiger jumped over the wall, killed one of the guys. And while another guy trying to help him, he badly mauled him. They kept antagonizing the tiger. He come over the wall. He wasn't supposed to do that, but he did it. But here's the incredible thing. This guy can come over a 10-foot wall, and he can go 30 feet before he hits the ground. He can do a leap like that. But they can be kept in an enclosure in any zoo. Listen to this. With a 3-foot wall. 3-foot wall, 36 inches, and he won't jump it. If it's a wall in front, if it's a log and he can see the other side, he can jump it. But listen to this. This incredible animals from the world of animals. These animals will not jump if they cannot see where their feet will land. As far as they're concerned, you're jumping over and going straight down unless they can see. Now, if they walked up the wall and looked over, it'd be different. But they don't get that close. They say, oh, what's over there? I better not jump. They could be free like that. Amen? They could jump a 10-foot wall and then go 30 foot. But if they can't see where their feet will land, they're not going to take the leap. And you know what happens in our Christian life? When we can't see where we're going to land, we just flat don't take the leap. It takes a leap of faith when you've got trouble at your door and it looks like your whole world's about to implode. Amen? It takes a real leap of faith to give that to God and say, today I am not going to worry about this. I'm going to go out and get me a milkshake. I'm not even going to worry about calories today. The devil's trying so hard to mess me up, I'm going to go have a milkshake and praise Jesus. Amen. I don't do that every day, but you know. I mean, praise Jesus every day, but leave the milkshake off. Unless you can handle it with one of those high metabolisms. I hate you. I love you. I hate you. I love you. If I was her, I'd have me a milkshake every day. And you got high metabolisms. Oh, man, I might want to take that milkshake and stick it right here. That's where it's going to go. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. What keeps us from taking the leap? Because we have to understand. We have to see something. We have to figure it out. We have to see something to indicate that God is in control. We can't just say, it's yours, God. It's yours. It's in your department. Don't know how, don't know when, but that's okay because I don't have to understand to trust. And the moment I trust, I take a leap of faith. And the moment I take a leap of faith, I sail over the wall of fear that's hemming me in and limiting God. Somebody give Him praise in this place. Hallelujah! Woo! Faith is the ability to trust what we cannot see. And with faith, we're freed from the flimsy enclosures of life that only allow fear to entrap us. The Bible said, he that feareth is not perfected in love. So faith is not just a decision to believe. It's understanding how much God loves you. And a God that loves you that much cares about everything that touches your life, has a plan for everything that touches you. Amen. Can subdue it all to his eternal purpose for you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Wow. They turned back, the Bible said in the book of Psalms, and limited the Holy One of Israel. What made them turn back? Because there are giants in the land. Amen. There are walled cities in the land. There are fierce armies in the land. We were as grasshoppers before them, and so were we in their eyes. Amen. That's what fear communicated. In these obstacles were real, but God was with them. God brought them out of Egypt. Can you say amen? God parted the Red Sea. God brought it back together again against their enemies. They forgot the hand of the Lord, the Bible said, that brought them up out of the land of Egypt. One translation said they forgot his love and power. Everybody say they forgot his love and power. We too easily forget his love and his power. If they had just remembered what the Lord brought them from and through, they would have had the courage to go over and take Canaan in that generation. Amen. They would have trusted the Lord. How are we going to win over this great army? It doesn't matter how. It's who. Who is with us in the battle? Can you say amen? How doesn't matter. The issue is who. If the Lord be for you, who can be against you? The issue isn't how. It's who. Can you say amen? Everybody say, if God be for us, who can be against us? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, some of us in here need to take the leap of faith. I don't know if you've noticed, but years are passing. Time is passing. Can you say, man, do you want to live your life worrying yourself to death about things that you can't change? Who by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? In other words, if you're short like me and her, I love you. She's taller than me and skinnier. Girl, I love you. I love short people. They make me feel tall. You stay seated. Don't even stand up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. What's it? My Floyd, my father-in-law, he's 6'3". There's a guy. How big is that guy that sits over here? 6'4". Wow, I hate to stand by him. Amen. He's 6'4". It makes my 5'7" look 5'3". Amen. Hallelujah. But listen, you can spend your life. I can spend my life fretting. Amen. I can read the paper and get depressed. Amen. My mother used to get up, and first thing she'd do is read the obituary. See all the people that have died and how young they died, and if you knew anybody, and she used to make a joke of it. She would never smile, though. It's a funny thing. She'd make these jokes, but it didn't make her happy. She'd say, I always read. I said, why do you read the obituary first thing every day? Read the funnies. Read something good. Don't start. Read the Bible. But don't start out with the obituaries. Amen. And she said, I just want to make sure I'm not in there. I said, okay. I mean, you know, it's one of the most acceptable sins in our life. Things that we don't deal with as sin. And don't try to fight against like we would fight against some other thing. Is worry. How can worry become sin? Worry becomes sin because whatsoever is not of faith is sin. How is it sin? It's sin in this sense. We're looking to ourselves. We're looking to the circumstance. We're not looking to God and saying, if God be for us, who can be against us? There's nothing impossible with God. He hath said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, that we might say, oh God, where are you and what's going on? I don't know why. No, that we might say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Can you say amen? It's one of those acceptable sins because it's not apparent. Amen. It's not like drinking a beer while you're boating. And somebody catching you and you're saying, oh, and then we try to justify it or what. No, it's not alcohol. It's not cigarettes. It's not a cuss word when you hit your thumb. Amen. This is something we all have a tendency to accept and legitimize. I've got a right to feel this way. Look what I'm facing. Look what I'm going through. Well, what about God? Where does God fit in? They had a right then to say, God must hate us to have brought us out in here. Look at these insurmountable odds and obstacles. God must have hated us. See, they forgot his love and his power. Amen. God must have hated us to have brought us out here in the wilderness and then not to have given us that clear sail into Canaan. Can you say, man? There are walled cities, the sons of Anak, a race of giants, and there are fierce armies. Here we are. Now we're stuck out here. We'd have been better that we died in Egypt than to die out here in the wilderness. No, honey, that's not right. I don't understand all the ways of God. I don't understand why God purposes something and we hit a great obstacle. I don't understand why a lot of things, but I understand this. He that said, I will never leave you and never forsake you, sits upon the throne. He raises up kings and he brings them down. He blesses nations and he brings them to naught. Hallelujah. He's God Almighty, and my Jesus has all power in heaven and earth, and he is able to subdue everything unto himself. That means even what the devil means for evil. God said, I'll take it, I'll weave it into my eternal purpose, and I'll bring you good if you'll trust me through it and trust me for it. Hallelujah. It's a hard scripture. I believe that I will never arrive at a place that I don't have to fight this battle with fear. Because there's too many fearful things that can happen in our lives. Our life is like a mountain railway. But the engineer is true. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We don't know what tomorrow may hold, but we do know who holds tomorrow. Can you say amen? And sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know what that means? That means if I've got to see tomorrow and see how everything's going to work out tomorrow, the evil in it is I'm not trusting God for tomorrow. Amen? Amen? I used to think if I didn't have faith to just get up and to tell the send the angels to solve this and resolve that and take care of that, that it was sin. No, it's not what he's talking about. He's talking about there's a difference between doubt and unbelief. They could not enter because of their unbelief. I don't believe we have an unbelief issue. I believe what we have many times is doubt. God cares about doubting Thomases. Don't be so hard on him. Amen. He went on from that place of doubt where the Lord encouraged his faith. And he went on and from what I understand, brought the gospel to India. Amen. Became a great apostle of the faith. And he could not believe what his eyes were seeing. He saw a man drained from life. He saw a man that all the death, clearly, the death mask was on that man they took down as he viewed from a distance that they put in that tomb. He saw all of that happen. And now he sees this man standing there with nail prints and scars on his, and he's saying, this just can't be. This just can't be. I can't believe this. And Jesus said, come, look at the scars on my hands. Come. And he opened his robe and said, thrust your hand into the hole in my side. And then he said, I want to explain to you that you're not seeing an apparition either. This is not a ghost or something. This is me raised. Can you say amen? For a spirit doesn't have flesh and bones. What you're going to feel here is not protoplasm or some kind of, you know, it's tangible. It's just like feeling flesh and bone. You're going to feel flesh and bone when you feel me. Amen. My body has been glorified. I'll never die again. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm the firstborn of many brethren, the firstfruits of them that slept. I'm the first man to ever be raised, never to die again. Lazarus was raised. He died. Jairus' daughter was raised. She died. Everybody that was ever raised died except when Jesus got up on that resurrection morning. He'll never die again. And he said, I'm the first fruits. That's what you're going to have in your life because you trust in me. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Even death will not conquer. Amen. And then you ask me, will I know you when we get to heaven? Amen. Do you know me now? Because I'm not going to be a spirit floating around in the clouds. Can you say, man, it's going to be me in a glorified body with my flesh and my bones. Though the skin worms eat my flesh, Job said, when he stands up, that firstborn among many, I'm going to stand up with him. Can you say, man? Hallelujah. And in my flesh, I'm going to see the Lord. Somebody give him praise. Listen, if you can trust him with your death, you can trust him with your life. Can you say, if you can trust him to bring your carcass out of the ground, reconstitute it, and give your glorified body, you can trust him with everything that touches you between now and then. Somebody give him praise. Woo! Give him praise in this place. Stand up and give him praise in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Let's worship the Lord. Amen. Let's give him praise in this place. Somebody in here is going to give some people to God. Somebody in here is going to give some circumstances to God. Somebody in here is going to give themselves over to God. Somebody's going to jump over that fence of fear. And you're going to sail into victory. Can you say amen? Woo! Somebody here is going to rise up and trust God and not limit the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. Let's just give him praise. Hallelujah. Ula baka siti anda da basala. Kasalamana. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bring it up, God is in this room. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit is here. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sweet Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I have been waiting for so long.
Oh, there's revival. There's victory in Jesus. Hallelujah.
To feel the breath. When that blows across my soul, will make me whole.
Satan is giving praise for solving your problem.
So while I wait for you,
giving praise for Canaan. Hallelujah.
Your love will bring me through, and I will be changed.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Give me the all of your spirit, pour over me.
Cover me, Lord.
Cover me.
Jesus.
You are my strength and my portion.
I can save it.
I am so weak, but all that I need, I find.
Father, wonderful counselor.
I need so much to feel your touch, oh Lord, to know that you are with me. Your will
Well, I've chosen as my own, but I am so alone.
Never feel that way.
I know I've strayed before, but now I'm wanting more than more of the same.
Hallelujah, lift him up today. God is moving in this place. God is moving in this place. God is moving in this little place. Hallelujah. Let it play. God is here. Hilaba kosanda da mashiliata. Shela madite. Kishala maniti yanda. Lo sholobo kosala. Lita rishalaba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise. I don't know what you're going through, but I know God knows what you're going through. You may not be able to see God, but God sees you. Hallelujah, so trust in Him. Woo!
Every voice in this place,
sing hallelujah.
Praise our God, seek His face,
sing hallelujah.
Every tribe, every tongue,
sing hallelujah.
Everything, everyone,
sing hallelujah. For the Lord our God is a righteous King. Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Sing hallelujah!
by jumping over a wall. By thee, oh Lord, I've run through a wall. Run through a troop and jumped over the wall, David said. Hallelujah. By thee, oh Lord, I have run through a troop and jumped over a wall. Hallelujah.
God is a righteous King. Sing hallelujah.
Lord our God
is enthroned on high.
Sing hallelujah. The victory here. Be healed. Be healed. Hallelujah. Don't give up on God.
Hallelujah. We've come to worship you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let the saints say,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Come on, say. Why don't you go for your healing right now? Jump over that wall. Why don't you give your kids to God right now? Jump over that wall.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Lord, that's fine.
Lord, our God is a magic King. The Lord our God is enthroned on high.
Come on and sing. Sing hallelujah.
Woo!
He has rescued us. With a storm on his hand. Sing hallelujah. Come on. Lift up your voice and praise him. Sing hallelujah. For Lord our God is a righteous King.
Let it play, brother. Just for one more song, God is in this place and he's working in hearts, and faith has risen up and fear has been cast down. Hallelujah. And people are sailing over walls of fear. Walls that limited God and limited God in you. Hallelujah. In every nation of the world, he's glorified and praised among his people. Hallelujah.
He's moving on the waters.
Yeah. Oh, just rest your soul in him today. And be refreshed in the Lord.
Who is peeling back the darkness?
Yes, Lord.
With the burning light of new.
Oh, Jesus.
Who is standing on the mountains? Is on the earth below.
Woo!
Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul? Creator God, he is Yahweh. The great I am, he is Yahweh. The Lord of all, he is Yahweh.
Woo!
Those of Sharon, he is
Yahweh.
Righteous Son,
he is Yahweh.
The three in one, he is
Yahweh.
Who is he that makes me happy?
Oh, Jesus.
Who is he that gives me peace?
Woo!
Who is he that brings me comfort?
Oh, Jesus.
And turns the bitter into sweet. Who is stirring up my passion? Who is rising up in me?
Hallelujah!
Who is filling up my hunger?
Woo!
With everything I need.
Creator God, He is Yahweh. The great I am, He is Yahweh. Lord of all, He is Yahweh.
My healer, my deliverer.
Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Woo!
You are holy and eternal, and forever You will reign. Every knee will bow for You, every tongue will confess Your name.
Oh, yeah.
All the angels give You glory.
We do too.
As they stand before Your throne.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
While here on earth we gather.
Woo!
To declare Your name alone.
The Lord of all, He is Yahweh.
Yes, Lord, You are.
Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Oh, Lord, You are.
The Creator God, He is Yahweh. The great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Woo! Hallelujah! You can come out of that prison today.
Woo!
Out of every kindred, tongue, and nation. These are they who have washed their robes, made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Woo!
They've come to praise Him. They've come to praise Him. They don't just come to see the gold and the silver or the world, the prosper. They've come to praise Him. They've come to praise Him. They didn't just come to see the gates of hell. They came to praise Him. Play, brother, when this is over. Amen. I stopped early so we could worship God and jump over the wall. Hallelujah. 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 David said, by Thee, O Lord, I have run through a troop and I have jumped over a wall. I have jumped over a wall. Fear hath torment, penal imprisonment. Amen. Faith will take you over the wall. Can you say amen? Somebody give Him praise in here. Hallelujah. 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 The Word of God is going to become fruitful very quickly in your life. Hallelujah. Faith is going to rise up. Joy and peace is going to prevail. Hallelujah. One more song. Let's just give Him praise today. There's victory in Jesus. Say it with me. There's victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. There's great victory in Jesus. I feel part of something big in this little church. How about you? The devil didn't want us to celebrate, did he? Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. Woo!
We come to you with the heart of thanks for your love. To be a living sacrifice brought with love. We come to you with the heart of thanks.
In this place. Save that for tonight. We'll go to the next one. Praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Satan only has one recourse to stop the eternal purpose of God in the earth, and that's to hit you and me with discouragement, to absolutely confine us with walls of fear. Can you say amen? And if we can get the church of Jesus Christ to get over that wall, amen, of doubt and fear and anxiety and worry, and get into the glorious freedom of the sons of God, can you say amen? Then God is going to not be limited. And when the limit is off of God, amen, not only do Red Seas part to get people out, but old Jordan parts to let people in. Walls fall, amen, down flat. Hallelujah. Fierce armies are vanquished, praise God. And we are brought into the land that flows with milk and honey. Praise God. Hallelujah.